And we're live. Today we have Jordan Funk, aka Funk Daddy. How
What's
we
up?
Doing, bro?
What's up, brother?
Dude, first question, and I actually do not know the answer to this. Where does the name Funk Daddy come from?
I think it comes from you, for the most part.
Yeah.
No one's out of the daddy that I can remember of, except for you.
I like that.
So
I'm the founder?
I'll be thinking on that one. Yeah.
Nice. I know there's probably a crazy backstory to it that you just don't want to say, but...
this usually just Funk or J-Funk or
nice.
Something. I don't know.
Heck yeah. Well, I'm titling the podcast Funk Daddy.
Perfect.
So, if that's okay.
I give consent.
Sweet.
I love that.
Give consent. Nice. So, what do you do for work?
I am a barber, I guess, first and foremost, maybe second and foremost. And I split time being a barber and working in a warehouse for a Christian clothing company called He Would Love First.
Nice.
And I'm kind of like the utility worker. I handle a lot of logistics with delivering product and receiving product. And I print a lot of shirts. I like make them print the designs on shirts. And really just kind of whatever they need me to do.
Yeah. So they do mainly, it's clothes, wristbands.
Yeah, clothes, bracelets. We do get into hats now. We've gotten in some jewelry, like necklaces and rings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. Those are kind of, they're doing well. And, yeah.
Sweet. So how long have you been cutting hair for?
I started cutting hair when I was in college. And then afterwards, like, or toward my very last semester, I would just cut me and my roommate's hair every Friday for the weekend to look fresh. And then afterwards, like on the side throughout a couple jobs, like odd jobs, and then I had like a little gap in my life. And I was like, you know what? I'll go to barber school. So I guess that was in 2016 when I started. So about 6 years now.
Dang,
I've been licensed for about, I guess, three. Almost.
Nice, dude. So wait, so you were cutting people's hair like before you had any like training or anything? Like you just
Yeah. YouTube's a crazy place.
A YouTube trained barber. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's how a lot of us are. It's how we start out at least.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I feel like that would be a very difficult task. I don't know. To me, like I feel like I would absolutely just butcher it.
Yeah. I don't know. It just you kind of just pick up something out. You start doing it and just do simple stuff.
Yeah.
And then I kind of gained confidence and was like, you know, I see what these barbers doing. I could maybe do that. And then just reps.
Is it in any way similar to, this might be a stupid question, is it in any way similar to cutting grass?
Not at all.
Okay. No. Well, I thought I was like, well, I can cut grass very well.
I'm very good at that, baby. Very slightly, like a small part of it can be like
outside of the fact that you're just cutting something. No, dang, nice. So you played volleyball, beach volleyball in college,
indoor volleyball.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
what college did you go to?
Really small school called Emmanuel College in the middle of nowhere. It's about 30-45 minutes outside of like northeast of Athens, kind of towards Hartwell.
Oh yeah, that's really in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, that's probably up. Almost Clemson.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I think we're 45 minutes to an hour away from Clemson. So, like, almost, like, right in the middle of UGA and Clemson.
Gotcha. Nice. So, how was that?
It was a lot of fun. I made a lot of super good friends and people from all over the place. Well, mainly Florida. And, yeah, Florida's a big one. And some international kids, like, from Jamaica and the Caribbean. But still keep in touch as much as possible. And love to get together every once in a while and see each other. Hang out.
Heck yeah, dude. Did you play volleyball in high school?
So, actually, I pole vaulted for most of high school.
Pole vaulted?
Yeah. And, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty good at that, and that was going to take me to college, I thought, up until my junior year.
Yeah.
What happened? And then, like, I was supposed to win state. I was, like, ranked first in state, and then I was dealing with pressure from the head track coach, the high school pole vault coach and my club pole vault coach. And so it's like all three just crumbling down on me and it just didn't become fun. And I choked at state. And then afterwards, I was like, we would always, me and my friends would always play volleyball in the summers on playing beach or sand. And I've kind of noticed myself getting better than everybody. And I was like, let's do this for real. And I found a club volleyball, men's, like at the time it was the only boys volleyball club in the state. And I said, all right, let's switch. And so then I had a drive like no other. I was like my academics cannot take me to college. I have to have some kind of sports scholarship. And so I worked really, really hard and got as good as I possibly could in like less than a year. And then finally found Emmanuel after looking around, and they offered me a little scholarship. So
nice, dude. Got you a dang education. What was your major in?
Kinesiology.
Exercise science. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard a big word and my mind was just like, what?
Right. Oddly enough, I hated all my science classes except for the ones that were specific to kinesiology.
Yeah. Did you ever do anything with that? Did you ever, I guess that would be like personal training, or you could go to like an athletic trainer?
Yeah. I thought I wanted to be a personal trainer or like a strength and conditioning coach. But then I realized it wasn't as glamorous as it sounded. I realized I didn't want to, you know, just coach the average Joe. I wanted to coach elite athletes, and I didn't think I was willing to put in the time and effort it would take to get there.
To do that, so, yeah. I've gone down. Like, have you been certified as a personal trainer?
Almost. There was one of my classes that I could have, like, the final was the test for NASM.
Yeah.
And you had to pay, but I was, like, broke college kid, and I didn't want to pay.
Yeah, true. No, I've gone down that road, and I found, honestly, the same thing. Like, I was certified as, I think it was
ACM, I think.
I think it was ACE. I don't know. One of those personal trainer certifications, and I didn't like it at all. Like, I felt like it was one of those things I wasn't very good at, where it might have been the same thing. Like, I wanted to coach somebody that was, like, in a sport or, like, an advanced athlete, not, like.
Well, yeah, exactly. I kind of thought I was going to be, I, like, realized that I might be, you know, training a 40-year-old woman trying to work off baby fat. offense to those people.
Well, see, and that was the thing, though. Like, I couldn't relate to it.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I don't even know how to put myself in your shoes because I'm not close to that.
Yeah.
And it's like, no offense to them or anything. Like, I'm all for them. I'm just not a very good, like, motivator of, like,
I want to get somebody, like, pushing themselves to the limit, you know, getting as strong as they can or as fit as they can.
Yeah. No, I went down that, and it's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Would I ever do it again? Possibly.
Yeah.
But maybe open a gym. That's what we need to do. Open a gym.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Maybe a CrossFit gym.
Cross training.
Yeah. Sorry. CrossFit was canceled like last year, 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool stuff. So I guess that kind of leads, I mean, with beach volleyball and everything to
indoor.
I always think beach because that's the only thing I've played with you.
Yeah,
beach volleyball.
Does
that translate? Like, how similar are those?
They're almost a different sport aside from the fact that you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're playing the same game.
There's just like a lot more like rotations going into volleyball, like into indoor. So like it's like for the first like year, 6 months you play, it's just I have no idea what's going on because people have to say, okay, go there, and like, okay. I guess I do this. Like, am I doing this right? Because you're the way you have to line up and stack on each side.
Yeah. Do they not do that in beach? Beach volleyball?
No, all you have to do in beach is rotate servers.
Oh, so you just move after, like, each one.
Yeah, so you stay on each side of the court or whatever you're comfortable with, and then you just take turns serving.
Interesting.
Because there's only two people on beach. So.
I guess that does make sense. Because indoor has, what is it, six
at a time.
Dang, that's a lot.
With liberos, people coming in off the court, like you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
For the first, like, at least 6 months.
Dang. Yeah, that's, I feel like that's about any sport or activity.
Yeah.
Takes 6 months.
For sure.
Moving to, so, like, some action sports. You said you do wakeboarding, snowboarding.
Yeah. Wakeboarding, snowboarding is, I kind of got into snowboarding like in the middle of college. I don't tell my coach, but,
would that like,
I just did it like once or twice and I was hooked. And I was, after that, I said, I'm moving out west. So I'm going to do this forever. And then That never happened. And then
it still could.
I guess. And then I ended up, I found wakeboarding. Our friend Alicia was actually the wakeboarding club president at GCSU. And he finally, he kept like, dude, come out, come out, come out. And I did that after, like, right after I graduated college, and I fell in love with that and was like, I'm doing this forever. I'm going to get super good and be, and just like live on the lake, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And I found my way. Now the latest one is rollerblading.
Rollerblading.
Inline aggressive.
With, the only thing I can ever think of with those is like a roller skating ring.
Yeah,
no. But I know that's not what you're doing, but that's where my mind like automatically goes.
Yeah. I'm in skate parks.
Yeah. So tell me about, let's start with wakeboarding.
Okay.
Because I don't know anything about that. I've never been on a wakeboard in my entire life. Mm-hmm. How hard is that to learn first?
Not too bad. Well, there's two types of wakeboarding. Most people know the boat.
And there's a dog.
Hey, girl. So like I said, most people know like behind the boat on the lake, and that's a lot of fun. That's kind of my favorite, but that's kind of the summer warrior like wakeboard when you, well, not for everybody, obviously pros do it year round and stuff. And then there's also cable wakeboarding, which is like basically like a skate park on water almost, where it just directs you around in a circle and there's like ramps and rails and stuff like that you can hit. And that's where it's really creative. They call them cable rats, people who just live at a cable. And that's in Valdosta is mainly where that is, where people just live on the cable, work there, and a bunch of pros.
Don't they have one, that place that we played?
Terminus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lake Point.
Where's that, Ackworth or something?
Yeah. And that's kind of caused the like wakeboarding community to kind of blow up in Atlanta.
Really?
There's more will blow up in regards to how small the sport is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's doing well, because that attracted a lot of boat riders there, because the Altoona's right there, and so people live in the lake and they come, and then they get memberships, and the parents drop their kids off at every day of summer and say, hey, go wakeboard, leave me alone.
Yeah. So would you start behind a boat or at something like that? What is that, a cable?
Yeah, the cable. I think it would be easier to learn behind a boat, just because you're in the water, it pulls you right up, and then at the cable, it just pulls you right off the dock. You said there's the rope, and the carrier comes around and grabs the rope and just pulls you off the dock. So you have to learn how to like either jump off of a dock or slide off this little magic carpet. That's what they call it. And straight up, like, there you go. You're wakeboarding.
Dang. And what's the behind a boat? If you're on, I guess it's like almost a surfboard with no rope. Just the boat.
Yeah, that's wake surfing.
What is that?
Which is also really fun. Wake surfing.
It's wake surfing.
Yeah.
Okay. That looks cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of lower impact, which is kind of blown up because of the lower impact. You don't get hurt on that. You can get really, like, I mean, it's the knees and everything with wakeboarding and shoulders that it takes, and it's a lot less training on your body.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That makes sense because you're not being pulled.
Yeah, and then when you fall, it's like you're going 10 miles an hour. So you fall into like a nice pillow of water instead of concrete.
That is true. That is true. What's the worst wipeout you've ever had? You ever been, like, hurt doing this?
It wasn't a bad wipeout. I just, right after college when I started wakeboarding, I, like, learned my first flip at the cable, and I just landed weird. I got a stress fracture in my knee. And that wasn't a bad wipeout, but where you catch edge, where, like, you're going and the water comes over the edge and just flops you down. I've had that, like, on a landing. It was just when you get full ejected out of the wakeboard. It's great.
Dang.
Makes you want to never do it again. See, like 5 minutes.
See, that's why I won't do it the first time.
But it's great. When you finally land stuff, it's great.
Yeah. And so then snowboarding, which one's more difficult, wakeboarding or snowboarding?
Probably snowboarding. And like disclaimer, like I've gotten into all these sports like wakeboarding, snowboarding, and probably even rollerblading. And everybody likes to come out and say, oh, let's watch Jordan like do this and this. And like respectively in each sport, I am average, proficient at best. But I mean, I'll do crazy stuff to the untrained eye or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But back to your question. Snowboarding's harder. It's just you're getting pulled. You don't determine the speed in wakeboarding. So it's just like not a lot on you. But learning how to like maneuver and turn on a snowboard was difficult for me to learn and just be comfortable going down like a really, really steep slope.
Yeah.
And just learning how to stay in control and like turning your body without like the help of a rope is a lot harder than like just learning at least.
But. Interesting. Is snowboarding in any way similar to skateboarding? Like in the concept of riding it?
In my opinion, no, but a lot of skateboarders maybe would tell you yes.
Yeah.
Just because the way the wheels keep you in line with the direction that you're going, like, is not how snowboarding is.
Gotcha.
You can just start going sideways and you're still going, and that's just not how it works on a skateboard.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. People.
I think that's fair. I think the thing that definitely makes skateboarding better than snowboarding is the fact that you're not in 0-degree weather and snow and freezing your ass off.
And that's kind of why I haven't been skating that much recently, just because I don't want to go skate on concrete. That's
cool. Interesting. So now rollerblading. Tell me about that. How did you even get into that? I think you might be the only person I know that
that's what I thought blades. I was going to be too. But so my friend Logan, he skateboards a lot, and we became super close at the end of 2020, I guess. And he would show me the skate park, and I did a little bit. I played hockey growing up, and so that I have like the skating is super solid. Like, I can do whatever, just like skating around, going up ramps and stuff. But like once they put me on rails and stuff and ledges, that was completely new, and I just did not know how to tackle it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got me into it because I was like, I'm gonna get these so I can come out. This looks fun. Like, I did it when I was a kid. Like, it was big when I was a kid, and then I finally just did it. I was like, you know what? I'm getting it, because they're not cheap. Like, a good pair of skates is gonna run you about $300.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean, you can get...
So, like, the ones that are, like, at a skate ring.
Yeah, those are, like...
They're, like, cheap little whatever.
Yeah, cheap.
Okay. Inline
aggressive ones are different because, like, they have all these things that allow you to grind up.
What does that mean? Inline aggressive?
Yeah, that's technically what it's called, inline aggressive rollerblading skating. Just means there's usually a gap in the middle, like, in between the two, so you can grind what's called a sole plate, which is... on the outside of where the wheels are, that kind of allow, like, that are designed for you to grind on. So what you do is called a sole grind, and then there's the sole grind, and then there's a type of grinds that is called your sole grinds. So you grind on your sole, and then you can grind on your H block, which is this gap in the middle of the, like, there's the four wheels and the gap in between, like, there's two and two, and there's a gap where you can grind.
If somebody had no context of this conversation,
I'm trying not to go too in depth where it's just
grinding the soul. We're just grinding. Love that.
But yeah, and what's crazy is, like you said, that I'm the only person you know, and I thought, man, I'm gonna get out there and I'm gonna be the only person in Atlanta that's doing this, but there's actually a huge community.
Really?
Which
so it's kind of coming back, like fanny packs or something.
Okay. Not. Don't get you started on fanny packs.
That'll trigger everybody. I love it.
It's super cool because a lot of the community is older people, because it was big when I was a kid growing up, and a lot of people didn't stop because they got taken out of X Games early 2000s, late 90s, something like that, and it kind of died off.
Yeah.
And then so everybody there is just like, not everybody, but there's a lot of older dudes doing it who are just filthy.
Dang.
And it's crazy.
That's kind of cool. I never knew it was a part of X Games.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, people call it fruit booting.
So. Fruit booting.
Yeah, it gets a bad rap.
Nice. And then it got canceled.
Yeah. Before canceling was a thing.
Really? Yeah, that was probably one of the first things to be canceled.
Yeah, probably.
Well, now making a comeback. Exactly. I'd love to see it. What else am I missing about snowboarding or wakeboarding? What tips do you have? Or how would you talk somebody into it? Like, I have no desire to ever wakeboard or snowboard in my life.
I mean, it's a lot of fun just getting out behind a boat and then learning how to jump the wake and just flying through the air and stuff is crazier. And then even snowboarding, just flying down a mountain once you get comfortable, it's just a lot of fun. Like, once you get into it, you get hooked.
Once it clicks. So how long would it take? Like, starting from ground zero, never done it before, how long would it take me to at least be able to, like, go down a mountain?
Okay. If for the athletic people, which I think you are.
Semi. I am semi-pro. But the cardiovascular health of a freaking 80-year-old with COVID.
Whatever. Anyways. stupid. Yeah, so first day is always a lot on your butt for snowboarding. It's just like you're just falling down a lot. And then by the end of the day, you get kind of confident, like, okay, I went down the mountain without falling.
And then so one day you can like actually go down the mountain.
Well, not down the mountain, down like a solid green
without just like
without
killing yourself. Yeah.
And then by the second day, I mean, I went up to like a blue, which is an East Coast blue at the time, which is probably like not that challenging, but it's challenging at the same time as a beginner. The first day, but then like the second time, I was like kind of getting the hang of it. I still couldn't. I had to like keep my head down. Because if I looked up, I would fall. wait at my friend on the lift, like, hey, and then I just fall. But yeah, I'd say 2 to 3 days, and you can have the hang of it if on a smaller mountain for sure. But like on a bigger mountain where you're just looking at like being on like 5% of it is the only place you can be on. But I think 2 to 3 days, you can really have the hang of it. I mean, not really have the hang of it, but like go down a mountain and hold your own, at least.
Be able to do it, yeah. So would you start on East Coast or would you start on the West Coast?
I think East Coast is a great place to learn, but just the experience of West Coast, there's nothing like it.
Interesting. Just,
I think it's either one.
Because I've heard a mix. Like, I've heard that East Coast can be very difficult because it's more icy, usually, and which makes it even harder and slippery. Yeah,
it just depends on the day.
Yeah.
It's... weather over here, I feel like in my experience has just, it's kind of so like diverse. It can be 50 one day and then 30 the next day. So you're either riding, it's hard to get a sweet spot, I think. So like where it's just like good snow or it's super slushy or super icy. Yeah. So, I mean, I've had super icy days on the East Coast and the West Coast really. And it's just hit or miss.
Interesting. So, starting in the West Coast, I might as well go big or go home.
Exactly. Please do.
You can rent your own stuff, right? That's one thing. That is an expensive sport.
Yeah, it's hard to get into. That's the thing, though. You can buy it all at once, finally, and then you can kind of rotate through things each season you buy. So it's just you're spending a fraction of the price each year as you have to refresh stuff.
Mm. Yeah, but how much is that stuff? Like, if I were to go get a snowboard and, like, all the stuff you wear, and I don't even know what else you wear. Do you wear, like, a helmet or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like all of that, it's like $1,000 or so, isn't it?
Probably closer to $1,500.
$1,500? Yeah. And that's not even including the pass. The pass is what, $1,000?
For a season. The passes are $700 for, 500 to 700. 500 more on the East Coast, which is
so
not worth it. Like, just go out. $700 for out west.
Out west, yeah. So it would basically be $2,500. Mm. Probably more than that after... actually getting out there.
Yeah.
So close to $3,000 to even see if I like it.
Yeah. And with
it's a big deterrent for me.
And a lot of our friends are there's two types of passes out west you can get, and they're each $700 around about.
That's what
Epic. A lot of our friends are getting two of them. So they're spending $1,400. I won't name names.
I ain't got that. Well, at least I'm not spending that. That is crazy. It's a lot of other trips I could do.
Yeah. That's fair. But it's just a lot of fun. Depends on what you're into, I guess.
True. I blew it all on podcasting equipment, so here we are.
Idea.
Here we are. So much for snowboarding. Mm-hmm. Great. What else we got? Politics, bro. What do you think about politics?
I think we're in a crazy political climate, and I think talking about politics would be a great way for me to make a fool of myself.
But, what's that?
And I think that's just how it is right now. I think there's a lot of people out there on social media just like talking about politics and doing their thing and are really opinionated, which is great. But in my opinion, an uninformed opinion is like, why would I even share it? Like, I feel like for politics especially, you just have to be informed. And these people out here, I just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I know people out there who still think that they can't get COVID if they've been vaccinated.
They can't?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm just like, how is this a thing? How do you not know? Like, you gotta, like, at least educate yourself a little bit.
So, yeah.
And even I feel like I'm one of those people who doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about. So that's why I stay quiet a lot on social media.
That's why I just post questions.
Yeah, that's true.
That way I don't look like an idiot. But then people still call me an idiot for even asking the question. Yeah,
that's true.
But I don't know. No, it is interesting with...
Yeah. Like I said, I have my opinions, but I don't know how informed they are. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I could give an opinion and you could be like, why? And I'd be like, I don't really have the answer for that. But
I have no idea why. No, that's interesting, though, with like just the whole, I guess, misinformation and stuff. And it's like... I feel like that word has just been abused even, where it's like half the people don't even, like, they have no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm thinking about Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Dude.
I wanted to see he posted his thoughts and apologizing, sorry for the controversy and sorry for what Spotify's going through and stuff. He posted
that. Bro, like, it's BS, though.
Yeah.
It's like, this man almost got canceled. Like, people are trying to cancel him because he had cardiologist. And a person with 9 patents on mRNA technology who was
MD, PhD. Yeah.
About that technology. Mm-hmm. It's like, how could you have anybody more qualified to talk about
it? I listened to both of them, and people are calling us too, like, they're irresponsible, they're causing deaths of millions. I don't know, man. But he's even said, I've been listening to the past few recent ones, like, if you don't like it, don't listen. Like, you don't.
It's so simple.
You don't have to listen.
And it's a... To me, it's the same with social media or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't care to cancel somebody, but I might unfollow you.
Yeah.
Like, that's my way of canceling you, but I could give a crap what... I'm not going to go...
For sure.
...be super loud and try to ruin someone's career.
Definitely.
For it. Like, it's your own opinion. I don't really care.
But, yeah, as far as politics go, I think you've actually, like, kind of shown me, because I'm pretty right-leaning, and I think about something and... And I hear, and I will be talking, and you'll say, I need facts. I need to hear the truth. Like, you're on the side of truth, not on the side of anything else. And I'm just like, yeah, this is right. And it's like, well, I don't know. I need to know the facts first, and then I'll make my decision. So that's like, it kind of does, like, bring me back to, like, okay, let's find the truth.
Yeah.
You know, like, truth is going to out in the end, you know?
Yeah. That's all I ask. Mm-hmm. And my thing
it's
is.
It's so hard to, like, who are you going to trust, to find those facts?
I mean, because there's some things that you can actually legitimately have facts on. For instance, can a person that's vaccinated get COVID? That is factual.
Yeah.
You can. It's 100% proven. Mm. Like, there's not a doctor in the world that's going to disagree with that.
Yeah.
That's clear. But then there's other things where it's like, for this other example that we've been talking about this whole past week that I'm tired of talking about, but, like, is the Earth 6,000 years old or is it 4.5 billion? It's like, that's something that... It's essentially your opinion. Like, you could say you have facts on either side, or you have, like, truth or whatever, but it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Like, it's still just an opinion because you have no idea. You weren't there. You don't know. It's speculation to some degree.
Yeah, you talked about the whole creation versus Big Bang Theory in one of your previous podcasts. I forget who it was.
I think that was, Avery. I think that was the first episode.
Yeah,
Avery. I don't know how the heck we even got there.
I'm a big fan of the podcast. I've seen almost all of them, whatever. It's not a big deal.
I love it.
But, my take on that would be, like, as far as, like, the Big Bang versus creation, like, if in a span of even 6,000 or 10,000, whatever you want, 4.5 billion, whatever it's called, like, 7 days could easily look like just 1 second in time on that scale of thinking. In my opinion, that's what I think. Like, you could, like, it can look the same. Like, is on talking about something like a time span of that long, like 7 days of creation could look like a dot, like just an instance. That's just what I think.
That's true. I've actually dove so I don't even know why it, like, sparks my interest so much, but that entire topic does for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And it was actually Avery today told me to look up. It's called Ethos U, I think. Have you heard of that?
Theos U?
Theos U. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. His wife, Carly, is big into Theos U.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was told that it was first extremely conservative, and I was like, I don't know if I like that.
I don't know. The guy is pro-vax. He runs it, so maybe not.
Perfect. But then the first one was, like, looking at Genesis, and like the second one within Genesis was How Old Is the Earth? And I started listening to that, and I was like, I'm going straight back down this freaking rabbit hole. But it's an interesting, like, just thought. Like, because it's one you could literally argue till you're blue in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think there's pretty strong evidence on both sides.
Yeah. Well, I think there's slightly a difference between the creation of Earth and the creation of humanity.
How so?
I personally think that could potentially be slightly different arguments, where I think to say that the Earth, just the Earth's creation, like the Earth physically being here 4.5 billion years ago, in my mind is, I'm very confident in that.
Yeah.
Humanity being created 4.5 million years ago, or in like a creature that like brought evolution and turned into a human.
Yeah.
That is hard for me to believe.
For sure.
So I think there could have been just like an Earth and then a human race of some kind came like after the fact.
Okay.
Maybe that was, I still think 6,000 is extremely short though.
Yeah.
Because you can't count out that there were dinosaurs, which is some form of like animals and life. And that was apparently like 160 or so million years ago when they were extinct.
Yeah, I really, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm definitely in like creation camp.
Yeah.
Just because that's, I mean, I take the Bible for kind of what it is and choose to believe that that's like my truth. But I don't know. I just, an Earth that doesn't have anything existing on it, like humanity, for however many, like, because what do we have? We're back to 3,000 years of humanity, like, existing for millions and millions of years without, like, humans on it. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, but I think to say, I mean, because even humanity is 6,000 years, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm fairly certain, because otherwise, where did all, like, fossils and
all these different artifacts come from? Even in the Bible, there's talks of dinosaurs. I think you guys talk about that in Avery's podcast too.
Possibly.
Like the behemoth and the leviathan.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, but then what do you say? That dinosaurs were here 6,000 years ago?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't need the carbon dating and whatever, carbon 12. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah. I've heard there's something about a flood.
There is.
That could have altered this, carbon dating situation.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that, but I did hear that there was a flood. That could potentially remove some carbon dating or like restart it. Like, I don't know. I've heard some of this stuff and I'm like, okay.
I have no idea to the question, but do you think the flood could have wiped out the dinosaurs versus a comet? I don't know. That might be just a completely ignorant question, but I don't know.
Possibly. But I don't know, because I've been researching a lot of like different time periods, and like there's a ton of evidence for dinosaurs. There's a ton of evidence for like the Paleolithic era and all these different like caveman-esque things, creatures. Some of that stuff might be a little far-fetched. Like, if you ever read, I forget the dude's name, but the book called Sapiens, he has, like, a ton of theories of, like, essentially how, like, a human or a Homo sapien, like, became to where we are now.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, I feel like, this is, like, freaking pie in the sky. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows?
I have no idea. I don't know if I have an opinion on that, just because I'm so uneducated in the subject.
Yeah.
But that does lead me to a question. You talk about reading a book that I have for you, a question for you. So you read books, obviously, a lot.
Sometimes.
Just a little bit. what's your thoughts on people who really, really appreciate movies and cinema more than reading books? As far as fiction goes, maybe, because I am one of those people. I love like watching a movie and be like,
movies?
Oh, that plot was underdeveloped. Like, they could have done better. Like, you know?
Yeah. Like, and that's how I am with a book. I think in most cases I do like a book more.
Mm-hmm.
I think only because it has more detail. It's almost equivalent. Like, if you were to compare it to, yeah, like,
I get that,
a Netflix show or something, mm-hmm, then you're, like, really ingrained in, like, the characters, yeah, or whatever. But, like, I don't do much, mm-hmm, fiction. Like, I read mainly nonfiction, so it's to learn.
Right.
And, yeah, in my opinion, that's just more, like, stimulating of my brain than a, yeah, movie. But depends on what it is. I do have a pretty good, like, appreciation for movies, yeah, especially, honestly, talking with Sean.
Yeah.
Like, we started talking about that, and I was like, dude, like, if you told me to sit down, like, my life depended on it, and I had to sit down and write a script, plan it all out, get actors, film the movie, yeah, and, like, produce all of that, I would die. You might as well kill me now. like, there's not a chance in the world. And, like, so I have a great appreciation for it.
Yeah.
Especially, like, good movies. Now, like, movies of books, I usually don't really like.
Yeah.
Just because, yeah, it's such, like, a summary of the book almost. It's like reading the, yeah, cliff notes of a book almost.
Yeah, but see, the thing I like about the detail is, like, they, a really good movie, like, you it leaves it up to, it makes it easy, or maybe not, for the audience to see what you're trying to say without having those words. Like, mm-hmm, you can read into it without having those words. So, I don't know. Like, that's what I like to do is, like, what is this character thinking? Like, what, based on what the director's given me, like, what is he thinking, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, actually just cut Sean's hair right after his podcast came out, so we talked about it.
Oh, really?
But a little bit, not too much.
Yeah.
But nice. I don't want to expose you. I know you read a lot of Nicholas Sparks.
Oh, I do.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I watched some Nicholas Sparks. So.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. What day was that? This past Friday, I watched, is it The Last Song?
Mm.
With Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
That's a good favorite movie.
Dude, I'm not a Miley Cyrus fan, but
yeah, no,
like
you
know the book character. I just know the
Miley that's Cyrus. My thing. I had never seen that movie.
Really?
I saw it on I think it was Amazon Prime, maybe. Mm-hmm. I saw it on there and I was like, man, I've never seen it. But I read the book probably, I don't know, 5 years ago or, yeah, six. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I've read every one of Nicholas Sparks' books except, wow, his last two.
I probably don't know.
So good. Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah,
what they're even called, but he normally releases like one a year.
Yeah,
I just haven't read Nicholas Sparks really in probably 2 years or so.
Yeah, and that's something I look at relationship, like in movies, is like how they develop a relationship between two characters.
Yeah,
and obviously that's kind of what all Nicholas Sparks movies would be about. So
yeah,
and I really appreciate that. So if they, I don't know, that's what I look for in action movies too. So if they can get that right in action movies, I'm like, oh, they could have developed that more, or that was good.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
No, absolutely. But, I mean, I think Nicholas Sparks does like a great way of developing that relationship, because there's a common theme across most of his books where there's some form of a tension between love and death.
Yeah.
And then it's normally pulling out to basically not take like your time for granted or the things that, yep, you do with people for granted and to live in the moment. Almost every one of his books in some way, shape, or form draws that same conclusion, but in different life situations. I think, yeah, that's why I like it the most.
Yeah. Wow. See, I think that's an advantage you would have reading a book, because I just don't. It's like, I guess I'm not looking for that. And Nicholas Sparks, maybe I'm just going there, you know, fill the old emotional tank up for a second.
No, Will. No, the next one, like if you go watch.
Yeah, yeah. No, for
like
sure.
Like Walk to Remember.
I mean, I would never watch those movies, but.
Or yeah, we don't actually watch. We're just, yeah, making all this up.
Yeah, yeah.
We're reading off a script. Dude, right
Walk
now.
To Remember, what a classic!
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah, no, that's a good one, and even this last one,
yeah,
The Last Song,
yeah,
where there's a love between the guy and the girl, and then the dad is dying,
yeah,
and it's bringing them closer together. Same, yeah, type of thing,
yeah.
Live in the, sure, moment,
yeah. It's her dad, right? That song,
yeah, her dad,
yeah,
yeah. But what other kind of movies do you like? What do you think? Did you see there's a new Batman coming out?
Yeah. We just saw the trailer for that. Me and my roommate were talking about it and looking through the cast, and I'm willing to give it a chance. I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, I don't think Robert Pattinson's gonna be that bad. Everybody's like, Robert Pattinson for real? Like,
yeah.
I don't think he's gonna be that bad.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the brooding Bruce Wayne type thing, I think. And we were a little concerned about Andy Serkis being Alfred.
Yeah.
We were saying that he is going to have to not be himself for that role.
He's got to do a very good job of acting.
Yes, yes.
Not like himself. Nice. Did you ever see The Joker?
Yeah.
That movie.
Yeah.
It's good. Whew, dark.
Yeah.
It's dark. Crazy. I really thoroughly enjoyed that movie, though.
Yeah. It was good. I was actually listening to Joe Rogan with him and Jordan Peterson, and Jordan talked about that for a good bit.
He talked about, what's that guy's name? Joko?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
Yeah. And I mean, he made some really good points. I was like, yeah, that actually is right. It's hard for me to get on board for like villain origin stories. Yeah. It's like, I want the hero, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. It's like, he made really good points. It's like, wow. Yeah. Actually, he's a solid actor. I mean, even him in Gladiator. Like, he went to, like, some dark places to, I feel like, portray that character, so.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Heck, yeah. Dude, Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson's was extremely long, but it was good.
Yeah, it was long. It was good. I liked theirs because they actually have a conversation. I feel like a lot of times it's Joe asks a question, the person elaborates, and then for, like, 10, 15 minutes, then asks another question and just repeats.
Yeah.
So I just like to hear them have a dialogue, like, a lot about it, so it's cool.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Jordan Peterson is one of my like favorites at the moment.
Yeah, he talks funny, and you can tell when he gets like thinks something's funny or gets tickled by something. Like it's like genuine. Like he just like can't help but be giddy about it.
Yeah, that dude is like when I listen to him talk, I just feel like a flippin' idiot.
Yeah, I mean that's how most of it. Even like Peter McCullough, Robert Malone. How do I follow this? Am I zoning out or? Peter McCullough wasn't that bad. It was pretty basic, but Dr. Malone, they went down some, like, got into virology heavy, and I was like, I cannot follow this.
Yeah, that man is saying, like, word after word, and I'm like, I might know every fifth of him. He might as well be speaking a foreign language.
Yeah, for real. But it was good. I loved it.
It's crazy. That was actually a really good one, I thought. Mm-hmm. I hate that he got a bunch of crap for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way of it in this climate.
Yeah. Well, what's that dude that took his music off?
Neil somebody.
Yeah, Neil Young?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of him.
Yeah. I don't mean either. I think my parents were talking about it. I think they knew who he is.
Yeah, I think he had a song or two.
I saw the title of some article that is like, James Blunt threatens to release new music if they don't take Joe
Dude, off. I love, have you followed his Twitter?
James Blunt?
Yeah.
I'm not on Twitter.
Oh, so dude, James Blunt, like on Twitter, he's pretty active on it, and he's always making jokes about like, if you guys don't do this, like I'm going to release another song. <He's> like, That's like funny. Hasn't released like, Year Beautiful since like 2005 was his last release. He's like, you guys don't do that, I'll release another song. Yeah. Like he's always poking fun at it. And then he ended up getting roasted.
Did he?
Everybody's like, people's lives are at stake. And you're making jokes on Twitter. Man. It's like, it's
you can either laugh
Twitter.
Or cry, you know?
Exactly. And I'm definitely going to laugh because I like some good comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Some like dark, semi-twisted humor is my favorite. Freaking love it.
I'm more into the gross type of humor.
The what?
Gross. Like it's disgusting. But that's just me.
Yeah, you're completely offended. That's all right. What else on movies? What other movies you like? I need some good recs.
Well, do you venture out?
Or shows.
Shows.
Yeah, I venture out a lot. I'll watch anything. I'll try anything once.
Try anything twice, I thought.
Yeah. I'll try anything twice. Except movies.
Older movies shows.
Or shows.
Older shows that I really like are like, well, I guess... Sad that they're older, but like Lost is really good. The first season of Prison Break is phenomenal.
Dude, that's got whatchamacallit? Michael Scofield.
Yeah.
You know how many times I get asked that?
That if you're related.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Prison Break? It's your last name.
I'm like, dude, yes. It's a good show to watch through once, like, but like I could rewatch the first season like so much. It's so well developed and everything.
Yeah. No, that is actually a good show. I've seen probably two or three seasons.
Yeah.
Because it's long. Isn't it like six or seven now? Something?
Yeah. Like, and it just gets kind of monotonous. Like,
does it get boring?
Well, they finally, you know.
Not to spoil it, but yeah, does he stay in prison the whole time?
No, he doesn't. Okay, he finds his way into another prison. So, And then how does he break out of prison there? But yeah, Lost was amazing. A lot of people like didn't like it after whatever season, but I liked it a lot. I've fallen into the, Outer Banks, Trend.
Outer Banks is great. Yeah. That's a great show.
Come on.
That is, yeah. It's one of those shows that I don't even know what makes it great. It's just like very, I mean, like, acting appealing.
Acting is pretty, you know, mediocre.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. But, like, the show overall is like, yeah, but it's like, it's so cool. It's
it's like what you wish you could have, like the life you could have lived when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, and stuff.
It's a cool show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like all the Marvel movies. I like war movies a lot, actually. When I was in college, I really thought heavily about dropping out and trying to become a Navy SEAL.
Military?
Yeah. But then I was really, really thinking about it. And then I wrote all my thoughts down, like, in a Word document. And I said, okay, this probably isn't for me. Like, because I wanted the Navy SEAL training experience. Like, this is the hardest training ever, and I want to be able to say that I went through it. And then life after that would be kind of rough. Like, you're out of the country,
yeah,
you know, 8 months out of the year or whatever, and can't tell people where you are sometimes. And
yeah,
it would be tough. But
no, I thought about military for a second. And then I realized that my parents would kill me. Just not very American, but.
See, that actually is one of the few books that I've read on my own accord outside of school, is Non-Survivor. And that kind of threw me into it. I was like, hearing about it, then I watched this Navy SEAL documentary, like, on the Discovery Channel, and I was like, I can do this.
That's a really good one. That book's actually really good, too.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's, you just couldn't portray that in a movie, so I get it.
Dude, if you like that, read Black Hawk Down, too.
Really?
That book is nuts.
Yeah. Is that how accurate is the book? I mean, is the movie to the book?
Never seen the movie. It's way more detailed.
Okay.
Another crazy thing.
Because the book?
Sorry, go ahead. If you don't read the book, listen to Jocko Willink's podcast with...
like Jocko.
What's that dude's name? Something Durant.
Duran?
No, it's like Brian or Brian Durant or something like that. It's sure. A dude that was in, like, Black Hawk Down. But... they, like, go through that book, mm-hmm. and the dude, like, gives extra detail on top of it. It is one of the saddest things you'll ever listen to.
Wow. Because, like, I feel like the movie doesn't really, you don't really get a lot of insight on what's actually going on.
Yeah, no, dude, the book is insane. Like, when he's held captive and stuff, I'll never forget, dude, I was driving to Florida, and I'm listening to this, and, like, I'm almost, like, in tears. Like, it is the saddest thing you'll ever listen to.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, it's drizzling outside. And I, like, hit the brakes because the person in front of me hits the brakes. And the car behind me just smashes into the back of my truck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get out or whatever. And she's like, oh, my gosh, like, somebody, like, why'd you stop, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, honestly, if you would have just heard what I was listening to, like, I don't even give a crap about it. Like, everything was, like, in perspective. I'm like, at least I'm not a freaking prisoner of war right now. like, it was a completely just, like, mind shift of, like, I don't even give a crap about that.
Another one that I like a lot is 13 Hours.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from the fact that it has John and Roy in it. What's his name from The Office? But John Krasinski, but whatever his character's name is. But yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought he, like, that was a really good transition for him, and, like, it kind of showed his range of acting, and I liked it a lot. But.
Yeah, that's a, I want to say that's a book, too.
I bet it is.
I think it is.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I haven't read that, though. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that one's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially, don't even get me started about the whole, Mrs. Clinton situation there.
It's odd how they didn't say anything about that in the movie.
Not one thing in the movie.
Yeah.
That's why I should read the book to see if... I mean, there's got to be something said.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know when that movie was released, but that's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. Another one, The Town. It's not a war movie, but a crime movie.
What is that?
It's about...
Is that more recent?
Within the past 10 years, for sure.
Oh. Somewhat recent.
It's got Ben Affleck, Jeremy Renner. Those are the kind of the big names, and John Hamm. And it's just about bank robbers in Charlestown, Boston.
Okay.
And I love accents. Anything with an accent, like, sign me up. I want to listen to it, because if I listen to someone with an accent for a while, I'm gonna, like, accidentally start talking within that accent.
Yeah.
I love to do impressions of accents and stuff, but it's really good because, like, the thick Boston accents, in my opinion. But talking about bank robbers and what, like, their life and how they're gonna get pinched and what they're gonna do. I mean, yeah, it's just really good. I don't want to spoil it because you should watch it.
Heck yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna add it to my list. All right, let's let's wrap up. I got two final questions. First one: what is the best thing you've ever bought on Amazon for under $100?
Okay, so I drive a 2008 Ford Escape.
Nice. And should be a Chevy, but nice.
I'm not in any camp there. It's just what I drive. I'm sorry. So there's no CarPlay in there. There's no Bluetooth. And so I bought this a Bluetooth adapter that just plugs into your auxiliary port, and you connect your Bluetooth phone on your phone to that, and it's great. I love it. It can charge my phone now because this was like
play music.
Yeah.
What does it do? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Play music. Obviously, you can watch videos and stuff. But anything like a Bluetooth sound.
Is it wireless?
Yeah, it's wireless.
It's transmitter or something. That's Bluetooth. Maybe?
No. So it plugs into your aux port, and then it's just like you can leave it there, and it sits there wireless, and you just connect to that on your Bluetooth, and you can play music. That's nice. Like $25. And yeah. When I got that, that was right around the time where iPhone switched from no headphone jack to port. So I was like, I can't charge my phone and listen to the music at the same time. Awful. And so now I'm living in a 21st century where I can plug in my phone and charge it and listen to music at the same time car. So
love that.
I don't think anybody, and most of your listeners probably have, CarPlay. So. Sorry.
Maybe.
To everybody. Not very valuable.
I love it. And the second question, I'm not going to go with what I have here. I'm going to go with, what's the best life advice you've ever received?
I knew it was coming. Listening to enough of these. And really, the best I can come up with is it's going to sound kind of narcissistic, but because I came up with it, is like, never, like, always listen to experience, which is that's something I always tell myself, which means take experience, take advice from everybody that's older than you, who's been down those shoes.
Yeah.
I've been in your shoes before, or has gone down the road, and a lot of times you hear something that you don't want to hear, and it's, my story's different. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, it is probably, but they probably know what they're talking about because they've been there. I mean, like, experience is so, like, invaluable to me.
Yeah.
For like, and it just needs to be respected.
Absolutely, and, dude.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. There was a wise man that once said, success leaves footprints. Mm-hmm. Follow them. By whoever has the experience or whoever is where you want to be. Absolutely.
Especially with my parents and stuff. My parents have, they've laid a good groundwork for me to follow and stuff. So,
heck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome, bro. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. I think this is actually our first one-on-one conversation ever since, we've met.
Sober, for sure.
Yeah, ever since. I think you probably first saw me when I was wearing a Speedo playing volleyball at the lake house.
That's definitely when I first met you, at the lake.
For sure. Yeah, this was a good first date.
Heck yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. We'll chill. See where it goes from here.
Love to do it again.
Yeah. All right, bro. All right. We out.
Sure. See you guys.